Wake up. Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, catch uppers.
We were just listening to the news before we came on just then, and she used the word tear gas. When you think about tear gas, it's not very suited to the word. So if you're someone that's learning English for the first time and you see the word tear gas, you presume you put two words together, gas and tears.
Yeah.
Tear gas does not do that. It does a lot more pain than just cause you tears.
No, but no, it doesn't. That's the point of it, is so that you can't see. So you're blinded. Your eyes fill with tears and then you stop rioting or whatever.
Yeah, but you don't cry.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, they're like...
Your eyes water. It's like being hit in the nose.
It's like eating onions. You don't call it onion tears. It's just your eyes cry. You well up.
What would you prefer it would be called?
It's a good question. I haven't thought that far ahead.
Really insightful way to start the podcast.
Eye welling gas, because that's more appropriate to what it is. Your eyes well up.
With what?
Tears. Eye welling tears gas.
I feel like we've not gotten off on a great note for this podcast. And you know what? It doesn't get much better in here because we do some stupid stuff on today's show. Like me telling you about the words that I can't spell.
We also award a Monday Muppet and Do Meet Me in the Real World. But we do have a great chat with a local man named Benny. Stick around for that.
That
he's doing
saves
a great
us,
cause.
Actually, doesn't it? It makes us seem a little bit more educated.
I'm going to join him today and walk around the lake. You'll hear about why he's doing that soon. I might listen to our podcast as I'm walking around.
That's really antisocial if you're walking with him and you've got a podcast in of your own voice.
That's what I do most days when people try talking to me.
Yeah.
Also, we speak about that actually.
Oh,
you did something over the weekend. Well, you avoided me.
Falsely accused. I'm saying it now.
Guilty as charged. My family's not talking to Ellie's family. We're starting a family war.
Oh, my God. It's like the Romeo and Juliet's family.
Yeah, it's all over me and Ellie's sister.
Actually. It's Monday. I'm getting out of here. Enjoy the catch-up.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
We do have in our rundown, it says Brooke, our producer, is using for something. Now, you don't know what we're talking about here.
And I said, I warned you, I said, it's a Monday. Monday Ellie's the grumpiest version of Ellie, so don't stitch me up or make me mad.
We're not going to be talking about Brooke here. We're going to
Don't talk about, I told you.
We'll try to bring that up before nine. If not, we'll talk about it on tomorrow's show because Brooke is using me for something, which I love. But over the weekend, you and I, we're mates, right? A lot of people go, no, you're lovers. But let's be honest.
Oh,
tell, everyone, you and I, would you consider us mates?
Yeah.
How close are we? Like, we're good mates.
I feel like we're brother-sister.
Yeah, exactly right, right? We've known each other for 5 years now.
Yeah.
We've done a radio show together for 18 months, so we're pretty close.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, my sister and her husband were in town, which was lovely. It was their first ever time to the Goulburn Valley.
Yeah.
I was doing the right thing, so Saturday morning we woke up, we went for breakfast, showed them all the sights, wanted to introduce them to all my friends.
Yeah.
Took them into Joe Paul Menswear because those two boys are two of my best mates in town, right?
Where are you going with this?
I'm sitting in the store, right, having a chat to the boys and we're all having a round table discussion, having, you know, blah, 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 having a bit of fun here, and somebody walks past the shop and that person didn't realise that I saw them see me. And out the corner of my eye, I actually had a mirror that could see that I was looking at that could see people that walked past. In the mirror, I see Ellie Chaney walk past us. She looks in the shop, Brooke, listen to this, looks at me, looks at my sister, and then instead of coming in to say hi, head down, keeps walking straight out and off she went in the distance. What a friend.
I swear on my dog's grave that I did not see you.
My sister almost started crying.
I did not see you.
Shannon was so excited to meet Ellie from the radio.
I swear to God.
Head down, bum up, sees us, eye contact via the mirror.
I swear to, I did not see you in the mirror.
I almost called you and I thought, you know what, I'd rather bring that up on the show on Monday.
Sunday morning, okay, yeah, I went into town to get some new T-shirts.
Saturday. Get your days right because your story's already looking a bit shaky.
No, I do remember, do you know what? I do remember walking past Joe Paul. And I do remember seeing a lot of people in there, but it was so much going on Maud Street on Saturday.
You know my man bun more than anyone. You knew it was me.
What can I say? Because you know me, I just stare through everyone. Did I have my headphones in? I was probably listening to a podcast.
You were free. You even stopped and you had that moment where you looked.
I
had my back to you, but I could see through the mirror and you're like, I saw the conversation in your head. Should I go and say hi to him? Should I go introduce my sister? Nah, I'll keep walking. Friends no more.
You're lying. You're such a liar. Why would I do that? I always whinge on this show about how few friends I have. Why would I neglect the ones I do?
Because maybe the reason you don't have any friends is because you don't stop to talk to anyone. You know what? You could have been part of that. We could have gone for coffee afterwards. We went to a chuka afterwards. You could have joined the family.
Where was the invite?
It wasn't any. We were about to invite you. Shannon said, tell you to come. Okay. I said, I will. We turn around and you'd walked off.
Can we fast forward then to Saturday night, please, at the Friars Street Food Festival when I was taking producer Brooke out on the town.
Good night.
And I see you sitting at a table. I was behind you. You couldn't see me. What did I do?
Hug.
Ran up, arms around you. I actually pretended to be some chick that you'd been hitting on. I came up. I was like, hey, baby.
I turned around to kiss you. I was like, oh, sorry, wrong girl.
See, that's proof that I do want to come hi when we're out.
What's the difference between, 10 o'clock on Saturday night and 10 a.m. Saturday morning?
70 beers.
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Put up a couple of Instagram stories over the weekend. You may have seen, Josiah. I'm not sure if you follow me.
No, I don't. I haven't followed you a while ago.
Yeah, no, fair call. And the stories I put up elicited a bunch of responses from people all saying the same thing. And that was, are you pregnant? And I was like, never ask a lady that.
Yeah, especially because one of your stories, you put it on selfie mode. It was just a close-up of your stomach.
Was not. It had nothing to do with my stomach. I wasn't even in these stories.
Is there a chance that you could be pregnant?
No.
Well, that wasn't convincing.
I mean, there's always a chance. I read a story yesterday about a Melbourne woman who gave birth on her bathroom floor, didn't even know she was pregnant. So, you know, there's always a chance, Josiah. No, I'm not pregnant. The reason people think that I am is because over the weekend in particular, I had a lot of weird food cravings, and it was cravings for stuff that is a weird food combo, you would call, which generally, you know me, like I always have weird food in my house. Well,
every morning after the show, you have a turkey patty and a Coke Zero.
Yeah.
I call that a weird food combo every single day for sure.
Sometimes I'll chuck a bit of sweet chili sauce on it. Sometimes I'll put some Avo, maybe some lettuce, you know. Why not? Mix things up a little bit.
Turkey patty on its own is a weird food, let alone adding other stuff to it.
Well, on Saturday morning, I woke up and I was like, oh, I get to cook my breakfast this morning, which is a real treat for us because, you know, we're in here every morning. We just eat, you know, cereal or turkey patties and be done with it. So I'd run out of milk in my house, and so I couldn't make my famous scrambled eggs. So I noticed that next to my eggs in my fridge was a thing of tzatziki. And I'm like, tzatziki's a bit milky. That'll do. So I scrambled my eggs and I chucked some tzatziki in and scrambled it together. Hey, I added a little bit of turkey, shaved turkey.
Of course you did.
Some spinach, some onion, some mushrooms. Delicious.
So what, you just went into whatever's left over in the cupboard, basically?
Pretty much.
We always chuck leftovers together, but you got to pick and choose what you use.
I don't know how no one stumbled across this before. Tzatziki scrambled eggs are delicious. It's like Greek infused. It's nice.
You'd probably do find it at a Greek restaurant somewhere, that exact meal.
I know. I'm going to open my own restaurant. Well, then yesterday, I may have had a couple of frothies on Saturday night at the deck. So I was feeling a little bit dusty yesterday. I decided to cook dinner and I bought these delicious looking chicken patties from the butcher. So I was like, I'm going to cook those. I cooked them and then ate half of one. I was like, I can't, I don't want the rest of this. Like I'm too full, whatevs. Went to bed, an hour later, decided I was hungry again. And all I wanted, Josiah, all I was craving was Vegemite and cheese, melted cheese on toast with the chicken patty.
What's wrong with you and patties? You know there's other foods out there that you can have, like turkey patties, chicken patties. That's all you get every single day.
Because I like it.
Leave your body alone.
It's
it doesn't
lean,
want patties.
It's white meat. It's nice. It's delicious. These ones had little bits of carrot in them too.
So that'll come out the other end.
I chucked them all together on my sandwich thin breads. Popped it on Instagram and then ate it. It was delicious, Josiah.
It's a very strange one. I'm into weird food combos, though. Nothing that strange. But I'm always that guy at Macca's that will dip his hot chips into his McFlurry.
Oh, gross. No.
That's delicious.
No.
Oh, you know, and I'm always that one that's happy to try a different palmy at the pub, you know, with the oysters on it, for example. Where was that? Where did we see that one? The Shamrock and a Chuka do that. Always up for something new.
No. Oh, my God. Vegemite and cheese palmy. Get around it, pubs.
It should be. It could be on the Shamrock menu already.
Cool. Producer Brooke, do some research, please. Find out if there's Vegemite and cheese, palmy and a chuka.
Well, they do have an Aussie palmy, and that's where they put the bacon and eggs on top.
Nah.
The Aussie parmy, you're right. It should be Vegemite and cheese on top of a parmy. Yum. That would be delish.
I'm going to make that for dinner tonight. 13, 12, 16, Golden Valley. Get involved this morning. Do you have a weird food combo? We won't judge. I mean, we can't judge after the stuff that we've just divulged. Talking weird food combinations. Tzatziki scrambled eggs. Come at me.
Well, there's actually a blog at the moment. That is so weird, by the way. On the Huffington Post, weird food combos. I reckon this one you'd get around. Apple juice plus goldfish. Not the fish, but you know those little goldfish biscuits? I've seen you eat them before. You know,
like chicken in a biscuits.
Yeah, those things. So you have those.
Yeah, all right.
You dip them in apple juice and apparently it's delicious. One person has said they do it every day as a snack.
I'm not much of a dipper.
Aren't you?
Oh, unless it's like a tub of Philadelphia cream cheese. Actually, after I finished my Vegemite and cheese with the chicken patty last night, I did whip out the Philadelphia and have some garlic flavoured chips dipped into that.
It's a bit strange, but I kind of get that one. They're having a go on this blog as well at Aussies with fairy bread. They're saying who puts butter on bread and adds sprinkles to it?
Oh, well, they can get stuffed.
Yeah, exactly.
How dare they? 13, 12, 16, if you've got a weird food combo. Let's go to Andy in Vanilla. Andy, have you got one?
Well, everyone else thinks it's weird, but I think it's perfect. Tuna and pineapple.
Ooh, I don't mind this. How did you invent it, though? I haven't tried it, but I'd love to give it a crack.
Smoko one day, opened the Esky, realised I'd forgotten to pack lunch. I had a can of tuna in there, and I also had a can of pineapple chunks.
Awesome.
And I thought, what the hay, I'll combine the two. And I tell you what, salty, tick, sweet, tick, double combo.
Fishy, tick. I don't know how I feel about it, though I do know that if the apocalypse ever come and you're stuck in a bunker, you're going to be fine because those cans will last you forever.
Well, they won't last me forever. It'll last me about 5 minutes to live.
Hey, Andy, are you a big pineapple fan? Like, will you chuck it on burgers, on pizzas, all that sort of stuff? Because I'm right behind it.
Mate, what do you reckon? If I chuck it on tuna, I'll be chucking it on a pizza.
That's a good point. Well, we went out to the Kai West Hotel on Wednesday night. I had a satay palmy. It was one of the most delicious palmies I've ever had. Andy, it was pineapple and satay sauce with cheese melted on top of a palmy. How good's that?
Hey, that sounds sensational.
I looked at the list of maybe 30 palmies they had on offer and I said, that one looks like the most disgusting one. And then I realised Josiah had chosen it.
I did. It was so good. Andy, you'll have to make the trip from Benalla. It's a long drive, but let's do it.
I'll see you soon.
Sounds good, bud. Feel free to keep those stories coming. Get in touch anytime with your weird food combos.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I will perform a feat of lunatic daring.
Desire and Ellie give you Monday's Muppet.
What a Muppet.
Every Monday, we award the Muppet of the Week to someone or something that has done something in society to annoy me. Last week...
we could do this every day, couldn't we?
We could if we wanted to. Producer Brooke, last week, someone tried to run her off the road and it made her senses go off in her car. He was that close, remember that?
Yeah.
He was last week's Muppet. This week's, though, is a lady... She is actually in the States at the moment, and
really
she went over the weekend. Yeah, she's got it for being a lady. No, she went on a girls' weekend away.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, the girls.
And she's married, by the way. She's been married for 10 years.
Cool.
She decides on the girls' weekend away to download Tinder.
Ooh, come on. Come on, sister. Don't do that.
And I feel like this is something you'd do.
Whoa!
She gets back from the weekend away and the husband sees her phone and sees an app there that looks a bit unfamiliar to the normal apps in her phone.
Yeah.
And he says, what's this about? Her explanation was okay, but the fact that she had Tinder, he wasn't happy about. And they've had a massive blow up. He's packed his bags and he's living elsewhere now.
Oh, damn. Well, she's cheating on him. She deserves it.
That's not the thing, though.
Oh.
She wasn't cheating on him. There was one single girl on the trip. She thought she'd download Tinder on her phone. I made a profile for that girl and was swiping right on guys to try and get her friend some action.
Oh, okay. Well, then she's fine. And he moved out.
The thing is, what I have a problem with this is...
Here we go.
And this is why I'm giving her Monday's Muppet for not thinking, is why can't your friend do it herself?
Because sometimes girls need a little bit of persuasion. Okay, some people don't want to get Tinder, and so you just do it for them, and then boom, Bob's your uncle, you find them a husband, and they get married, and they're happily ever after, they thank you.
This is why the husband's got a problem, because he doesn't quite believe her. They must have trust issues, first of all.
Can you just award the Muppet to this dude?
No, hang on. If you found that Gav's still got Tinder on your phone, on his phone.
He doesn't. I watched him delete it. Thank you very much.
Right. And then you come back to Perth next weekend. Gav's got Tinder on his thing. And he turns around and goes, nah, it's for one of the boys. I just decided to create a profile for him. How would you feel?
I would ask to look at the message history between the girls, the guys that he's swiping with.
This is what this girl did, though. She deleted everything. But she claims that it was completely innocent. I just think she's dumb. That's why she's getting the Muppet of the Week.
No. Do you know what? I downloaded Tinder while I was with Gav because my friend was being catfished. And so we wanted to catch out the catfisher. So I got Tinder and got on
but
to
find him.
If you're
with Gav, different story. But if you're like on a single girl's weekend away and your single friend, I just think that do you know what she could have done? She could have downloaded Tinder on her friend's phone and gone on the profile. For example, Saturday night, my brother-in-law Anthony and I had to go on Brooke, our producer's Tinder, at the deck on the weekend. And we had a great time. It wasn't on our phones. It was on Brooke's.
No. Do you know what? I'm sticking with the girl. Us ladies were sticking together. He is a dog for not believing her and not listening to her. Where's the trust? You know, where's the love between the two? The relationship's doomed, Josiah.
Well, it seems like it anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But you can stick up for all you want. This weekend you're off to Sydney, aren't you? You got some friends weekend away. Yeah. What are you doing up there?
Yeah, I'm going on a boat up there.
Download Tinder on your phone, right?
I'll be on a boat on the middle of the river.
Let's test it out, right? And then leave it on your phone for the next time you see Gav and let's see how he feels. And then that's when we'll award you the Muppet of the Week as well. How does that sound?
No, I refuse. Are you going to make me do the thing?
Press the button. It goes to Ellie for sticking up for the girl.
Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Josiah, how good's love?
Beautiful. I love love.
Oh, you
I
know,
love.
When you're in love, the birds are singing, the sun's shining, everything's just better.
What about when you're not?
When you're not, Josiah, that is a good point, because when it gets cut short, then it's awful.
Mm.
And that's why breakups suck. We know breakups suck. So love, affection, thoughts, condolences going out to Matt Agnew and Chelsea McLeod.
Who's he again? Why do I know the name?
Don't say who's he. He was The Bachelor, the astrophysicist.
That's right. Yeah.
2019's The Bachelor.
The nerd.
The nerd, exactly. And she was a nerd too. There are nerds in love, we thought. She stole his heart. They went to South Africa. He professed his love for her. 6 months later.
Were they engaged? Like, did he give her a ring?
No. Oh, I think he gave her like a promise ring.
How long has it been, did you just say?
6 months since filming wrapped.
Okay. Well, that's why.
What?
Are you kidding me?
What?
Think about it.
What?
It's The Bachelor. It's a TV show. Contractual agreements. The six. I guarantee you anything, right? Goldman Valley, back me in here. That when they sign up for the show, there's fine writing that says you have to stick with the person that you pick for at least 6 months.
No, because plenty of them haven't. Blake Garvey, for example, stick with her.
And that's why they would have put it in their contracts from now on, because they actually want people to apply for the shows because so many of the relationships fail. We had the Honey Badger situation. We had the Blake Garvey.
Honey Badger, perfect.
We had the Blake Garvey situation. They don't want that to continue. So they've said to these two, hey, just so you know, you have to stick around for minimum 6 months. 6 months to the day yesterday since they broke up, they announced it, they got out of their contract.
Josiah, do not tell me that love isn't real, okay? Do not tell me that The Bachelor's love isn't real in particular. We just sat through Angie Kent's season. She's in love with Carlin now.
Yeah, for six months'
time. If they break up, I'm not going to be okay with it. So what's that, May?
Yeah, I guarantee in May this year those two, if not earlier, are gone.
It's really sad. 6 months is not long enough to be in love. But, I mean, I suppose at least if they knew it wasn't right, they didn't want to stick with it.
Hey, it was better than before marriage and babies. Am I right?
You're right. Exactly. Sometimes short relationships work out for the best. And that's what we want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16, Goldman Valley. Can you beat 6 months? Have you had a shorter relationship than that?
Yeah, you're still in the honeymoon period for 6 months, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Mind you, if your first 3 months you spent sneaking around because no one's allowed to know that you're in love, does that cut down the time or does that increase it?
It's true. I honestly have that theory that 6 months is the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
After that, it surely has to die and you start to go, okay, this is the real person here. Do I love them? Do I not?
Yeah, the first 6 months when I was with Gav, we'd speak on the phone for like 4 hours, you know, like FaceTime, have cute romantic FaceTime dates doing long distance. Now I'm lucky if he calls me once a week.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, now you're lucky to speak once every four days.
Well, there's no love there, mate. Jeez.
There's been some short ones. Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphrey, what was that?
72 days.
That's amazing.
Of wedded bliss, though. Like, they were together a bit longer than that.
Producer Brooke, what do you got? There's a couple of famous celebs on that list. You got?
Well, so J-Lo, she's a bit of a serial short relationship. Her first wedding, 313 days.
So less than a year.
Then 218. Oh. So it was going down. Pamela Anderson as well. Her shortest one was 60 days.
Jeez. So that wedding?
Yeah, wow. Wedding. And so she actually beats Kim Kardashian, but the shortest one, Mario Lopez. So you know the actor?
Oh, yeah, he's cute.
Wait,
yeah.
Isn't Mario Lopez the makeup guy for Kardashian? Who's that Mario?
I don't know.
There's a Mario. He's an Albanian guy. He does Kim Kardashian's makeup.
Yeah, not this one. He's an actor.
Right,
there's probably more than one Mario out there, to be
honest.
No,
I don't think there is.
No?
So he actually married a model and they were together for 18 days.
Damn. All right, Golden Valley, let's see if we can top it. 13, 12, 16, what's your shortest relationship? Do you know what? We'll accept high school relationships, primary school relationships. We'll accept them all. They're all learning experience. Give us a call. I had one when I was in year 9. I met a guy at a retro, which was this underage disco that they put on.
Of course you went to underage discos.
Yeah, the retros were great. Trust me. I met this guy called Dan and I decided to go out with him. And so I changed my MSN name to Ellie Love You Dan, because that's what you did when you're in a relationship in year 9. And then a week later, he broke up with me.
Dan's in jail, isn't he? You see that one?
Do you know what? I could not tell you what happened to Dan. I don't even know his last name. I'm not going to lie.
Speaking of short relationships, we were just talking during that song about Carmen Electra, Dennis Rodman. How long were they married for?
9 days.
Married for 9 days. That's just over a week.
I know. They beat me and Dan. How dare they?
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, if you've got a story about a short relationship. Let's go to Becca from Shep. Becca, have you had one?
It was short but eventful, I'll say that, guys. I know school relationships, people don't think there's much to them, and I guess that's the case here. It was only a lunchtime, but my goodness, it was... It was eventful.
Okay. Is this at 25 or is this in high school?
This is grade 5.
Oh, beautiful.
And it started with the purchase of a slush puppy and I thought I was in love, but no, unfortunately it didn't eventuate past the school bell.
I feel you, sister. That's all it would take me, even now at 28. If someone bought me a slush puppy, I'd be keen.
Beck, all about the sour strap.
Yeah.
Beck, can I ask, what were you heartbroken?
No, it was kind of... I think we both knew what it was from the beginning, and it was all just about the purchasing of the slush puppy, and he was heartbroken, but I've moved on.
Did you have one of those lunchtime wedding things that everyone had at school?
No, but on the oval, I did go up to him and say that you're dumped. Yeah, it was horrible. It was a bit of a brutal breakup.
Yeah, but the fact that he was heartbroken when you met half an hour earlier, I think says a lot about him at the same time, Beck.
Yeah, so I'm off the hook.
No, not at all. I'm still mad at you. Was it like you took the last sip of the slush puppy and then that was it? Like, well, that's out, so is this relationship.
Yeah, yeah. It was. Then I walked up to him on the oval and let him know it was over.
Your junior gold digger. It starts with a slush puppy, ends up with buying a house off him, taking 50%.
That's the plan.
Now Beck's married to Hugh Hefner, surprisingly enough. It's weird.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Before we get into Meet Me in the Riddle, can we please ask Louise from Shepparton to call us back because she's just dropped out / Josiah accidentally hung up on her.
Well, she thought she knew the answer to this one. There's 3 riddles. Third one correct wins this morning. The first one I put out before the song was during which... Oh, no, that's the last one. Sorry. Hang on one sec. I'm reading the wrong sheet here. Producer Brooke, sort it out, please.
Do you know what? No, you've been off your game with your riddle reading in the last couple of weeks, so I want you to read everything word for word carefully, please.
When is a person drowned but not wet? Now, you had an interesting thought during that song.
Yeah, I was thinking like drowning in emotion, drowning in sorrow.
When is a person drowning but not wet? That's not a bad idea. You're wrong, though.
Oh, great.
We've got someone on 13, 12, 16. Louisa from Shep, is that you?
It is. Hey. Hung up on me, Josiah.
Yeah. He hates your guts, apparently. Yeah. So sorry about that.
Have you got any ideas what the answer to that is at all?
When he's in quicksand.
Bang. Well done.
Boom.
Nailed it.
Yeah, good. Yeah. All right, I'll pay it. I think I like drowning in emotion / drowning in sorrow better. But that's
no, when they're trapped in quicksand, quite topical. I was at a family's friend's family's house yesterday in Cobram. They were telling me that you've got to be careful along the Murray, that there is a river under the river and you can sink. I didn't know that.
There you go. So topical.
Number 2, which is what I was going to say before, Louisa.
Just Louise.
Okay. I like Louisa better. No offence, Louise.
She's not from the sound of music, okay?
During which month do people sleep the least? It's because of a certain reason. Is it the time of year, Christmas, the weather? What is it? During which month do people sleep the least? Any ideas at all?
I've got an idea.
Producer Brooke wrote this question. No, because we've got to give Louise a chance first. Okay. If anyone else knows 13, 12, 16.
Look, I have no idea, but I'm just going to say July.
Incorrect. Oh. Thank you for playing though, Louise. It's been a joy to have you on the show.
Thanks, Louise.
Ellie, go on. Jeez, Louise.
Is it? I'm really excited to guess because I think I got it right. Is it February? Because there's the least days in February.
Well done, Eleanor.
Yay! Wow, it feels good to be smart on a Monday. It never happens.
Third and final riddle that you're winning on behalf of the people. 13, 12, 16 is our number. Morning, who's this?
Emily.
Emily, what town are you calling from this morning?
Wangaratta.
You're feeling switched on?
A little bit.
Okay, this one is a good one. I found this one myself, not producer Brooke.
Oh, good. Thanks for the disclaimer.
How much dirt is there in a hole exactly 1 foot deep and 1 foot across? Let's hope your mass is good this morning for a Monday. How much dirt is there in a hole exactly 1 foot deep and 1 foot across? Any ideas?
Is it like 1 square foot?
How much dirt is there in a hole exactly 1 foot deep and 1 foot across? Any idea at all?
Ah!
1 foot deep and 1 foot across?
You can pass if you want, Emily.
Yeah, pass.
That's all right. I'll pop you on hold. 13, 12, 16. We've got another caller. Who's called through?
Hey, you got James.
Hey, mate, there's a dirt. What's my question again? How much dirt is there in a hole exactly 1 foot deep and 1 foot across?
I'd have to be nothing at all.
Bang!
Yay!
Your answer more switched on than my question.
Well done, buddy. Love and affection coming your way. Congrats.
Sweet, thank you.
Good
thank
on you, Dane.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, spelling's hard. You reckon?
Well, I'm going to say no because there's some things in life that I pride myself on, and it's not a lot. I don't pride myself on much, but one thing is spelling and grammar. Bit of a grammar Nazi and do like to spell properly. I topped year 6 in spelling.
Do you know what? So I've always thought that about myself as well. I've always thought, yeah, cool. Like I suck at maths, not great at science, but spelling, English, I could always get by.
If someone texts me the wrong your and your, I get annoyed.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I'm with you on that, which is why I'm really embarrassed to reveal this about myself. There's a word that I would write probably once a week that I cannot spell.
If you Ellie. Ask me. Ellie. Me, Ellie.
No, Josiah. That word is restaurant.
Ah.
I cannot get the AU right. I don't know whether it comes before. Is it restaurant or is it restaurant?
Let me help you. It's like dinosaur, right? So can you spell dinosaur?
D-I-N-O-S-A-U. I love how, hopefully you're on the way to school right now, kids, and so you're getting a bit of a learning experience. Restaurant? Nah.
So if you can't do the dinosaur, the S-A-U-R at the end of dinosaur, picture that. That'll help you. So if you link, all right, this is what they say, right? If you find it hard to remember something, link it to a visual memory, right? So now this is what I'm going to do to help you. When you're spelling restaurant next, the bit you stumble over is the A-U-R.
Yeah, I don't
think
know.
Of a dinosaur tail, right, or the middle of a dinosaur. So then when you're typing rest or, think of the dinosaur.
But does the A-U come before the rant?
Of course it does. Otherwise,
that's the bit I don't get. I'm like, is it rest-a-raunt? Or restaurant.
Oh, I see what you're getting confused with. No, it's spelt restaurant.
So R-E. I'm so sorry, Goldman Valley, to have to do this on the radio. But it's necessary that I accomplish this life skill.
If it's how you're saying, you'd pronounce it restant or.
No.
Yeah, if you switch them around.
Restaurant.
It's restaurant.
Restaurant.
R-E-S for the kids playing along. R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
Sometimes, you know what I've done sometimes as well? I've put the AU in twice, so it's restaurant.
A lot of the restaurants that are listening right now around the Goulburn Valley, when they see your name pop up with the booking, they're like, oh, this illiterate girl once again comes in.
The other day I was on Facebook on my computer and there's no spell check on that. And I went to type it in a message and I was like, I don't know how to spell this. I had to go into Word and see when the red line came up or not. Because it's hard. ABC is not as easy as 1, 2, 3, okay?
Can you help me with this one? This is one that I've now nailed, but I struggled with, and I reckon you're going to get it wrong.
Okay.
Even though you say you only struggle with the restaurant. Daiquiri, as in a frozen daiquiri, the cocktail.
Well, firstly, that's not how you say it.
How do you say it?
A daiquiri.
All right, which it depends. It depends what country you're from, right? In Albania, we say daiquiri.
You're not from Albania.
A frozen daiquiri.
Daiquiri.
Oh, you're an idiot.
D-A-Q-U-I-R-I.
Bang. You got it wrong. You thought you were so excited then.
Yeah. Is there a daiquiri. C in there?
Nah. Think again.
D-A-Q-U-I-R-I.
Close. It's a D-A-I before the Q.
Oh, your mum's a...
No, she's not. Be very careful. My mum listens to the show.
Sorry, it's my go-to insult.
D-A-I in daiquiri. It actually blew my mind when I finally got that one right.
Yeah, there you go. 13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley. What word can't you spell? Obviously, this is a safe space because I've just revealed some embarrassing bits and pieces.
Is there a real simple word that you struggle with,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, please call us. Please, 13, 12, 16. Let's go to Monique in Shep. Monique, what word can't you spell?
Since,
okay. Is it a C versus S type situation?
Yes.
Okay.
So how 100%. Do you spell it every time?
I think I spell it with an S and it's supposed to be a C. I can't even remember.
Since is S-I-N.
And it's always wrong.
I know. Do you get stressed when you know you have to write it? I get stressed about restaurant.
Yeah. And I'm so glad I always have my phone on me because my phone has like automatic spell check. So it's like exactly. My phone.
Monique and Ellie, can I ask you a question? Yeah. After all these years of getting the one word wrong, surely there's a moment where it finally clicks for you.
Your brain just can't. It just will never get there.
Yeah. On a side note, I also, there's a word that I can't read.
Okay. What's that?
Capacity.
Capacity.
So what happens when you stumble across it written down?
Capacity.
Hey, Monique, if you listen to our show and you listen to us read those live reads during commercial, don't worry, you aren't the only person that can't read. Capacity. Hey,
capacity. It's like Canberra, the capital city.
I came across capacity when I was in school and I went home with my homework and I said to my dad, I said, what's a capacity? I don't understand.
Your dad wouldn't have known either.
All right, let's move on to Paige from Kyabram. Paige, is there a word you can't spell?
Alcohol.
Oh.
It is a tough word if you're learning English for the first time, isn't it?
Beg your pardon?
It's a tough word if you're just learning English for the first time.
It is. I always get the O and the C mixed up, or if there's a second O, if there's not a second O, I'm always like, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to struggle with the H, the like silent H, but that's not the issue.
No, like I know there's a H there, but I'm always like, where is the C and the O, or the O and the C, or the...
Are you sure you haven't been drinking too much of the stuff that you're trying to write about?
Paige, I tell you, that's one word Ellie definitely spells right.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
If you spell it out right, or you sound it out phonetically, it's pretty well how it sounds. Alcohol.
I always think that it's a co, alcohol.
Yeah. It's cool, girl. Fair enough.
Yeah, this is a judgment-free zone,
Paige.
Yeah,
it is a judgment. Yeah, I feel like you're being quite judgy here, Josiah. We told them.
I am judging you guys. Yeah.
I was terrible at spelling in school. Always failed at spelling.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Josiah, what's a frozen type of alcohol that maybe you can get a strawberry one of?
A daiquiri.
Thanks for your call, Paige. You're the best.
No problem.
We've had a few words coming in on Instagram as well. Eucalyptus is one that Krita
That is has. A tough one because there's a lot of silent letters in there.
Yeah. Embarrassing is another one. That's tough.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Love this. Local people making a difference in society, and there's no one with a bigger heart than this man, Benjamin Anderson. He joins us in the studio now. Morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, mate. Now, love this. You are doing something special this month to raise money for a brilliant cause, and so you were on the front page of the Shep News last week, but I thought I wanted you to get us on our show as well this morning to make people aware and to get people to dig deep and get involved. So tell everyone what you're doing and why.
Okay, so for the month of November, I pledged that I would walk a minimum of 150 laps around the Shepparton Lake, which is about 316 kilometres. I'm hoping to jump over that 350K mark if I can. I'm raising the money just because I have a young daughter of my own and we're very lucky to be healthy and well. But there's also some families out there that aren't that lucky. So if all I have to do is walk a few kilometres to raise some money for these families, well, that's a very small, you know, effort from my behalf.
Now, the Vic Park Lake, to do that every day in November, you have to average at least 5 laps. So that's a lot of laps. I've never done more than one around that lake.
I know, neither have I. Like, I walk that lake often, but I'll just go down and do one and then call it quits.
Is it pretty brutal? Like, after you get past 2, does it go, okay, now I've got 3 more?
I try and stay pretty focused, and the smiles from all the locals are pretty welcoming, so it sort of gets me through. But it's about, I'd say about an hour 40 minutes a day of my time. for the 5 laps.
Are you allowed to run it?
Oh, I said I'd walk, so I walk it.
Okay, yeah. I'm just wondering what the stipulations are. You can't take a bike or a skateboard or something.
Oh, I wish.
Now, the money that you're raising towards it, first of all, how do people donate?
You can jump on, I've also got a Facebook page. It's Benny's 150 Challenge. Or you can go onto everydayhero.com and look up Benny's 150 Challenge and you can donate there.
Beautiful. Make sure you guys get involved and do it because it's a brilliant cause. Now, where's all the money going to?
The money's going to the Challenge organisation, raising money for children and their families living with cancer. So great cause.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Can I ask, are you scared of snakes at all? Because we are coming into snake season. And when I first moved to Shepparton, someone said to me, if you're going to be on the lookout for snakes, go to Vic Park Lake.
That's probably the only exception for running in this course.
Yeah,
if
true.
I see a snake, I'll be running.
Hey, yeah. What time are you going around the lake today?
Usually it's between 3 and 6 o'clock, but I could be going a bit earlier because I'm a shift worker. So it could be anywhere between 2 and 4.
Well, let me know today what time you plan on going because today I'll come and do the 5 laps with you. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Thank
Maybe
you
I'll
much.
Bring my kayak down and I'll kayak while you guys walk.
Yes, you can shout motivational idea. Words. How
yes,
does that sound?
I'll be like the cox. You know, like in the rowing boat, how you got the cox? That'll be me.
Well, I was hoping to have a good mandate with Benny. Nah. We're going to have this annoying girl yelling from a kayak now.
You had a mandate last week and I crashed that too. It's just That's what true. I do now, apparently.
Nah, love to, mate. You've got a big heart, Benny. Good on you for jumping in, getting involved and making a difference.
No worries at all. Thank you for your support.
And if you are doing a walk of your own around Vic Park Lake, make sure you give Benny a little wave. He's got long hair. You can't miss him. He's a tall guy.
He's a tall, better looking version of me.
Yeah.
I'll have my yellow hat. And I've got a yellow shirt that I had made up, so I'll be wearing that as well.
Oh, great. So you're wearing the Jarrah-Lyle gear. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thanks for coming in today, Benny.
No worries. Thanks for your time.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.